JQ. First, we're going to define what exactly is an A/typical black girl, and then we'll have a showcase of an A/typical black girl in technology, Kia Graham, owner of Sirius Web Solutions and author of E-Business Success, Using Technology to Take Your Business to the Next Level. Stay tuned. Welcome to the premiere podcast episode of A/typical black girl. Now, I know you may be wondering, why is the show or podcast titled A/typical? It's a play on words. It's actually two meanings encapsulated into one word. We have atypical, A-T-Y-P-I-C-A-L, which means not typical. And then we have two words, A/typical, which means something that is quite common. And I chose this as the title because I think that for many of us as black women, it's not either or, it's both and. There is no one typical black woman, and yet we all have typical or common experiences that we share. And that's why the title of this podcast is A/typical, to try to capture that paradox. And I hope that over the coming episodes, we have examples of women that represent A/typical black women. Although I hope to have other guests that are men as well, that are from other ethnic backgrounds as well. But this podcast is primarily targeted towards black women. So welcome. Please feel free to send me feedback. You can send me an email at atypicalblackgirl@gmail.com. There is no slash in the Gmail address, so it's all one word, atypicalblackgirl@gmail.com. You can also visit us on Twitter at atypicalblkgrl. We definitely want your feedback as far as potential guests, your reactions to the podcast you'll hear today, or if you'd like to be a guest on the podcast as well. We're very open to that. My moniker, JQ, that actually goes back to my freshman year of college. One of the first people I met on campus gave me that nickname, and it just stuck from that point forward. And let's get into our first interview right after this. Our guest today is Kia Graham, owner of Sirius Web Solutions. Kia has over 15 years in the computer industry and is well-versed in various programming languages, database management systems, and internet technologies. Her work experience in both the public and private sector has given her insight on the keys to success in the information technology industry. By applying her extensive knowledge combined with her work experience in the IT industry, Kia has been able to build a successful business and assist her clients in achieving e-business success. And she is also the author of the recently released book and e-book, E-Business Success, Using Technology to Take Your Business to the Next Level. Kia, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So share with our listeners your story. Where were you when you started as far as technology is concerned, and where are you now? What led you to get started as an expert in this industry?
Actually, it started when I was 9 years old when I took my parents put me in a computer camp. That's when Apple IIe's were the computer of choice and probably the only one on the market at the time, and you had the big floppy disk. And from that point, it stirred an interest in computers. And when I graduated high school, I made a decision to major in computer science and attended Florida A&M University. From there, I went to work in state government. And as the technology was changing, especially with the Internet really taking off and being available to the commercial market, I went back to school at Florida State and got a webmaster certification. Then, you know, during that time, I worked in corporate America, so I was definitely utilizing my skills through all of that. But my ultimate goal was to have an IT consulting firm at the end of the day. So I always kept that in my focus, and then I took the opportunity, you know, stepped out on faith and created Sirius Web Solutions. And with various clients from the nonprofit and the for-profit sector, I definitely learned a lot, learned about the various needs that they have and the various approaches that will help them be successful using IT and using the technology to really enhance what they had to offer to their clients or to their customers. So I think it's always a learning process. You know, even till this day, you know, I'm learning with each client. It's a new experience. And as the technology continues to change and grow, you definitely have to do things to keep up with the pace.
What are some of the biggest mistakes that you see people making as far as technology is concerned or adapting technology to their business needs?
I think one of the biggest mistakes people may make is trying to incorporate everything, and they really do not take the proper time to analyze where their business is, and then with that analysis, see what technology they really need to enhance their businesses or automate certain processes that will increase in productivity. And unfortunately, when some people do go and ask advice, they're given advice based on how much money a consultant or a salesperson wants to make off of them and not giving them the best advice that will help them. Even if it's the product that they don't need, you know, something they really don't need, they may get sold something that they're spending too much money for, or it's not really optimal for their business. So that's something that I want to change the face of the consulting industry and make sure that honesty and integrity is at the forefront.
And what are some habits that you would suggest that business owners or members of organizations create?
Definitely setting some realistic goals for what you want to accomplish. And those goals can be as simple as what do you want to accomplish this day or this week, and then you definitely have to have your more broad set of goals that deals with, you know, for the next year or the next 5 years. You definitely have to have a plan. But I also think that delegating responsibility and building a team, a great team to support the business, because especially with entrepreneurs, one person can only handle but so much by themselves. And when it comes to growth, one person cannot handle the company growing, you know, juggling all the tasks that it takes to run a business. So bringing on people to support the business, to build a team, whether it be independent contractors, a college intern, someone that you pay on a part-time or full-time basis. And once you get these people in place, effectively delegating responsibility without micromanaging, which will create some good productivity to help grow the business. And then also time management is essential, especially for small to medium-sized business owners where there's a single owner or a partnership. You definitely have to balance that. I'm really big on the work-life balance, or what I like to call family-business balance, that you just take time for yourself, because you definitely have to take a minute, take a deep breath, relax, unwind, blow off some steam, you know, decompress so you can be refreshed and productive for the next day or the next week. So that's something also important to the success of a business.
And that is a huge issue, not just for business owners, but for employees as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you gave some good top-level advice. Are there other steps that people need to take to overcome issues surrounding work-life balance?
I think one step would be, if there's nothing, a routine that's already in place. If a routine isn't in place, do something that's more visible so you will force yourself to be on a schedule. Put together a calendar or a spreadsheet or something that will remind you to take care of certain tasks during certain times a day. And then schedule break time, you know, schedule time off. With intent, like on the weekends, you know, say I'm going to stay away from the computer. This is something I do myself. I don't check, normally I do not check email on the weekends. There are rare times when there's some kind of emergency, you know, those, yes, I will check. If I'm taking time for myself and my family, the cell phone is turned off, you know. And that's the other important thing about building a team, because you don't have to be everywhere all the time, you know. So this can be during the week. Oh, you know, I'm going to go and have lunch with a colleague, you know, that, you know, start there and then build. But definitely creating a schedule for yourself until it becomes a routine, and then the schedule won't necessarily be something that has to be that constant reminder of scheduling break time. So once it becomes a habit, then naturally you can just feel when it's like, okay, I need to just take a day off, or I need to, you know, unwind, or schedule a vacation months in advance, you know. So you definitely, like you said, that's important for people who are in the workforce, who are employees as well as business owners.
We've talked about your own journey as far as how you started in this industry and how you began to develop some of the skills that you have and continue to develop those skills and knowledge base. What should people do first to develop the expertise that you have?
I definitely encourage people to look within their local community for community colleges, universities, training centers that offer continuing education classes or even certifications in certain things. Because I know definitely everyone's life and family structure may not be ideal for going the four-year institution route. And if they are able to manage that and manage, you know, work and everything, that is something that it should be investigated. But when I went to school, that was right out of high school and went straight into college, so I didn't have the responsibilities that I have now. But since the Internet has really blown up and a lot of people are offering webinars and online courses, that's another area to investigate, because, you know, every now and then I sit in on webinars myself just to catch up on some of the technology and the things that are in the industry, things that are changing and being introduced that you don't necessarily have to, some things you don't need a course or a certification for, especially if you already have the foundation. But if you're just starting out, I definitely encourage people to find a class, a teacher, whether it be online or in person, and start there and get some get the necessary skills, especially with the standards that are constantly changing. You definitely want to adhere to good programming standards or graphics design and things like that, so you can put out the best work that you can.
What's your website address, or how can people get in contact with you if they have more questions about some of the information we've discussed today?
You can go to the website, ebusinesssuccessbook.com. there. It gives a brief summary of what you find in the book and then links to order the paperback as well as the ebook version. And also you can click on the contact page to submit questions, and you know, all my contact information is there. And even if people wanted me to make an appearance or do a seminar or some kind of lecture or training, that form is there as well. So it's ebusinesssuccessbook.com. It's all one word.
Okay. Any final thoughts for our listeners?
I definitely will encourage those, especially business owners and those who are entrepreneurs. And, you know, this is where my focus is for small and medium-sized businesses, definitely to find the best means to use technology to take your business to the next level. Take the time to do the research and the analysis, or find those in the field with integrity that will assist in that process, because it's something very essential in today's economy, in today's world, as technology is just everywhere. It will enhance what you have to offer. It will help you streamline your back-end processes and increase your productivity. But, of course, the most important thing is something I'm big on, is always maintain balance in your life between work, personal life, family life. Balance is something that's very essential to success.
Well, thank you very much, Kia Graham, for being a guest on our program today.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thanks again for listening to our first podcast. Be sure to send your comments to atypicalblackgirl@gmail.com. Visit us at atypicalblkgrl on Twitter, or you can visit our blog at atypicalblackgirl.com. All the best.